So just how can you experience joy in the middle of life's challenges? Today on Making Your Life Count, Dawn Whitestone says that is possible with Jesus Christ.
Emotional trauma is experienced when the level of pain exceeds our capacity for joy. So the more capacity for joy we have, the more we are able to endure difficulty and hardship well, because our level of joy determines our ability to be resilient and handle stress. So if you want to get better at handling stress, spend more time being joyful and growing that part of your brain.
And choosing joy is a game changer when it comes to your outlook on life and on faith.
So joy is a relational emotion. To your brain, joy means someone is glad to be with me. So you can practice joy by being with people you love and enjoy, and people whose eyes light up when you walk in the door. You can grow that part of your brain by remembering people who love you. Just practicing 5 minutes of appreciation a day does tremendous things for your brain health. And if you'll practice a full 5 minutes of appreciation 3 times a day for a month, you can change your normal mood state from irritability, anxiety, and low mood to a normal mood state of joy.
The Apostle Paul writes in Romans 15, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Yes, you can choose hope and joy in Jesus Christ.